Petersfield's Shine Radio.
I'm Julie Butler at Petersfield Shine Radio, and I'm at Citizens Advice, and I'm with Claire Alton. Now, Claire, this is going to be one of the first of one of our sort of monthly catch-ups, isn't it, about various different subjects that we want to talk about. And I think with what we've got going on at the moment with all the budgets in all the local authorities, this is probably a really good time to talk about council tax and what it means to your clients. So are you seeing an increase at all of queries coming through to you?
We do. So debt and benefits are our top issues. And out of debt, council tax arrears is the top debt issue and has been for some while. With the council tax bills dropping on people's doormats in the next couple of weeks, that's going to add an extra pressure to a lot of our clients already, you know, struggling financially, and others out there who may be struggling and haven't come to talk to us yet. So
realistically, it could be that somebody who was coping quite admirably beforehand actually now won't be. So will they think to come here? That's one of the questions, I suppose, that's sort of hot on my lips here.
I would certainly advocate that they come and talk to us. There are options available if you're worried about the increase in council tax and worried whether you're going to be able to make those payments or not. There is help available through council tax support, which is an application that can be made, and we can help people to fill that in. And there are other options with regard to exemptions from council tax if you're caring for somebody who's severely mentally impaired or something like that. So it's definitely worth coming to have a conversation, and we can look at what options might be available for you.
And you can talk to them, can't you? And then talk to the district council, because they're the ones that send the bills out, of how, if there is any help needed, you can be sort of like that sort of liaison between the two parties.
Absolutely. I mean, we are an impartial charity, but we do have a really good relationship with East Hants District Council and the revenue section particularly. So we can liaise with them on our clients' behalf. Often we can make sure that we've got a hold on the account to enable us to do some work with the client if they're in arrears. So it is definitely worth coming to have a conversation rather than just, you know, getting worried about the situation that you're facing.
Yeah. And I think sometimes people do suffer in silence, and it's something which I think is a bit of a shame, really, because there's so much help and support out there, especially from you guys here. So it's best to just go on your website, or would it be better just to give you a call, or what's the best way to look at it? I guess frequently asked questions might be the first port of call.
So we have a website. We do appreciate that some people are not able to use the internet and therefore would prefer to come and talk to us face to face, and they can come and do that. We've got three offices, Petersfield, Whitehill and Borden, so our Borden office, and Alton. Borden is available 5 days a week. Petersfield is available 3.5 days a week, and Alton is available 4 days a week. And people are welcome to come and drop in between 9:30 and 4, and somebody will be able to talk to them. Or you can telephone our advice line, and that's a free phone number. So it's 0808 278 7901. Or if you are internet savvy and you want to contact us that way, then we have a web form available on our website, which is citizensadvice.org.uk/East Hampshire. But do reach out and have a conversation. Even if you're not sure if it's, you know, if there's anything that can be done, it's always helpful to come and talk to us, and we can see what options might be available for you, rather than sort of ignoring the letters that come through and worrying about it. Reach out and we can have a chat and see what we can do for you.
Yeah, and that is the problem, that if you ignore it, it doesn't actually go away. It just gets bigger, doesn't it? And I think that's when things start to build up and build up. And I know that we're going to be having a separate conversation about debt management in a month or so. But yeah, I think that is a really good thing, that if people just contact you, that would really be a starting point. But it's the courage, I think, to actually realise that you're in that situation. And council tax probably might be the one where they've been budgeting and then realise that they got to actually spend a bit more. Tell me, I should know the answer to this, but you don't have to pay it all in one lump sum. It can be done over 12 months or something, can't it?
That's right. So you can, traditionally it's split over 10 months, but there is the ability to elongate that over 12 months via request to the council. So if that helps you, if you're not entitled to any additional benefit help, then that might help you to be able to budget over the course of the year. What I would say from the point of view of getting people to come through the door a bit earlier is that we are looking nationally at trying to encourage people to speak to us as early as possible in their situation, rather than allowing things to get to an emergency point, because we can do a lot of work with you early on in the stages to make sure things do become manageable, look at manageable budgets and the like, you know, and make sure that you can cope from month to month. So
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much. So I think that what we need to think about is making sure that we get people that really need to think about this, not to hide and put their head in the sand, as they say, the ostrich effect, but actually get to the point of actually having the courage to come and talk to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And we are going to meet monthly to talk through some queries and things. So if anybody has something that's in the back of their mind and they just want to understand the general layout of things, then by all means drop you a line at Shine, or get in contact with us if you have a specific issue that you want us to talk to you about. Just, you know, we are confidential charities, so your information won't go any further. Yeah.
That's a good point. So actually, listeners, if you do have anything, you know, because I'm sure that your question won't be unique to anybody, some of the other people out there. If you want to contact us at shineradio.uk or call us on 01730 555 500, I can bring your questions to Claire, and we can sort of talk about them at sort of our monthly catch-ups, which would be, I think, would help Claire considerably as well.
It would be useful, because I think a lot of people have, you know, question marks in their head around certain subjects and not necessarily understanding and want to kind of understand the situation for those. And if we can give a bit of insight into what's happening, then that will help others as well. So it's all beneficial.
Yeah, definitely. And we'll get these interviews also onto our website for so that people can sort of ping in and ping out and sort of find out what's going on, and actually hope that that will help as well. So until next time then, thank you very much. Thank you.
The Petersfield Seed Swap is your chance to plant some ideas for your garden.
Or on your allotment, Claire.
Of course, Steve. We'll be there to help you pick up some inspiration and advice.
And enjoy some specialist talks from experts.
Helia Bowling will be in town to help you start a cut flower garden.
And I'll show you how to plant an amazing veg plot.
Plant some ideas with us at the Petersfield Seed Swap.
It's on Saturday, the 9th of March, at Winton House in Petersfield Town Centre.
And it's funded by the UK Government through the UK Shared Prosperity Fund.
And you'll find more details at shineradio.uk.
Happy gardening.